The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Dwayne Brown went on and Arian basically said he wanted to give him a chance to tell his side of the story. He felt like Bob McNair, the inmates running the prison thing, was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back for him. He talks about how there's a lot of guys in that locker room who aren't in a position to stand up and say something.
I've been around Bob McNair. He loves to talk politics. He's also not very shy about what side he's on. That's something he shouldn't have done, frankly. I know he gets emotional about these things. I'm with those guys. He shouldn't have done that. Brad Powers joins us. Big one for UH. What do you think about this one? I think 3.5 is the number now.
Houston's played quite well here in a stretch. Not as good as Cincinnati, who brings a 15-game winning streak to the table tonight. But you can get anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5, depending on where you shop around. 3.5, I'm definitely leaning with the Cougars tonight.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. There you are, at AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a 0, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours and any of the things you just heard, plus a lot of other good stuff, all available at podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners who obviously missed those first 2 hours, so you guys can go check out the podcast. Texter asks, is Zadox your oldest continuous sponsor? Actually, no. That would be Sam Houston Race Park, which, for those of you who complain when we talk horse racing, there would be no Blitz without Sam Houston Race
Park. Yeah.
And because they've been with us from the beginning. We were on the air because they wanted to sponsor a show.
Yep.
And frankly, after the pepper spray incident, if they had not just re-upped, we probably wouldn't have jobs.
Possibly.
But at the time when we were over there, that station wasn't making very much money. And that was a big reason that we stuck around. So they've been around from the very beginning. That's how the show started. So I've got some, I've been wanting to get to this week because I listen to that NHL Network a lot. And I've been listening less because I'm trying to listen to all of our shows and kind of keep up with what's going on there. But there's this one guy, and it's always funny because he sounds like Anson Ainsworth.
Uh-huh.
And or maybe a little Dylan Gwynn in him. But he was doing an interview, and he did one of those things I hate where his question is like 35 seconds long. But in it, he had like 5 cliches. There was an at the end of the day. There was an it is what it is, which is so I kind of went through and found a list of the worst cliches. You tell me how bad they are and how often you use them.
Okay.
It is what it is. That's
a big one.
Yeah. He's a high motor guy.
I hear that a lot around like combine time.
Yeah,
so draft we'll start time. Hearing that pretty soon. Yeah. We'll also hear arm talent.
Yeah. You'll also hear he's good at making plays in space. outer space? So and so must step up. That one's
That happens every that's all the time.
So and so came to play today.
Yeah.
This is a must win game. It's do or die. That's 2-1.
That is a double.
So and so is a real athlete. Well, kinda unless they're curlers or bowlers or golfers. I hope they're all real athletes. this is one of my favorites. It's obvious why fill in the blank team won. They just wanted it more. Okay. Maybe they were just better. The best of all time, I think, the Texans just need to take it one game at a time. That's probably,
yeah,
that's probably top three, certainly.
That one, there's a lot.
That, fill in the blank, is a physical football player.
Or a physical specimen.
Yeah, physical specimen's better. Yeah. You can't do that at this level.
I don't hear that one very often.
Yeah.
That, well, one might, that may be the first one where it's like, eh.
So-and-so plays the game the right way.
Ugh, that's annoying to me.
Yeah.
What's the wrong way?
I don't know, well, Jong.
Like the way that doesn't work?
Yeah. Jong does.
Or cushioning?
Yeah.
Cushion or Dwayne-ing the game?
Dwayne was cleared, by the way.
Jong plays the game the right way, I think.
Fred, can we pause this game for a second?
What?
Tim Burgess, who used to work with us, reminds me that I owe him a Mighty Gwynn impersonation, and you mentioned him, and I didn't get a chance to do it. So do you have any questions you want to ask the Mighty Gwynn?
Well,
now's not the time to talk about gun control, Fred. It's not the time. It's just the gun didn't kill those people. The kid's crazy. What are you going to do?
That's pretty good. Oh.
I'm so sick. So sick of hearing about how the Texans suddenly aren't the best team because they were 4-12. Record doesn't matter. That's not what's important. Are you watching the games? Maybe my Mighty Gwynn's gone downhill. I don't know if I sound like Mighty Gwynn like
no,
I used
to. No, it sounds pretty good.
It's still good?
Yeah, it's okay. Still good.
I haven't heard him in a long time, so I'm not sharp. My tool's not sharp.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like a personal problem, but I thought it was pretty good. 713-780-ESPN. I had a bunch more of these, but...
Sorry I interrupted.
That's all right. That's all right.
I did owe Tim. I told him I would do it.
So, where do you want to go now?
Home. I'm ready.
Really?
Oh, is that what? That wasn't an option?
No. No. Jong won't let us do it.
Jong is such a stickler for rules. Like, oh, you got to stay until 7 o'clock on the dot.
Blah, blah. 6:55, I think.
What, whatever.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
I've got some non-sports stories if you want to go to some of those.
Yeah, let's do that. We've been pretty sportsy. Yeah, it's been a sportsy day, and it's not really a sportsy time. So.
So sometimes when you murder someone, you shouldn't text about it, because just, and if you do decide to text about it, be really, really careful about who you send the text to. You'll never guess where this happened. I'll give you one guess.
Florida.
Congratulations. David Romig was arrested. He's charged with murder after telling authorities he meant to text his wife about the death of his live-in girlfriend, but accidentally texted a detective instead.
How does he have a detective on his phone?
I think that he murders. I think that the detective had been like having an interaction with him recently. Investigators said he staged the crime scene to make it look like an intruder entered the home and killed 64-year-old Sally Kaufman Ruff. Like, why are you killing a 64-year-old? She's almost dead anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Nature's about to take care of that for you. Especially, never mind.
Detectives found evidence that didn't match his story about the home invasion. And then he sent two text messages saying he thought he was going to be arrested. He's being held without bond. An attorney isn't listed on court records. But you may want to keep those texts to a minimum. And how do you text your wife about murdering your live-in girlfriend? Like, were they all living together?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you wanted to go back to the wife.
Maybe so, but that's an odd deal. And it's odd, like, that you would text your wife about it. You know what you shouldn't do? when you have to go to court for driving under the influence?
Show up drunk.
Show up drunk. Yeah. Showing up to court under the influence is bad. It's even worse when you're accused of public drunkenness and you have a pending case for DUI. That's what Jennifer Amanda Jones did. She was scheduled for a hearing, and officers arrived and found she was under the influence of alcohol again. Online court records indicate that she has multiple cases involving public drunkenness and driving under the influence. She was later turned over to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office on an outstanding warrant from a DUI charge, formally charged with public drunkenness for the incident in court on February 13th. So she's just piling them up. She can't stop showing up places drunk. And the like, even when you think, like, hey, this is the time. This is when I really, like, you had the wake-up call, Fred.
Yeah.
You got sick. The doctor said, hey, you need to quit smoking. You're like, okay, that's a wake-up call. I'm going to quit smoking. She's not taking the hint.
Like, no.
She's gotten that wake-up call.
I think a little jail time is probably going to have to get her there.
Might be what it takes.
Yeah.
That might be what it takes. Did you see Alex Jones' tweet after the school shooting?
No.
Not a good call.
You know he's just totally trolling everybody.
Right? Oh, yes.
And that's what he does.
Although, that's a pretty sensitive topic to troll people on. He posted, right after the shooting, he posted pictures of a rifle and the switch where you go from safe to fire to semi says, safe space, triggered, libturds.
God.
And then on the other side, there is a unicorn, and it says Snowflake Cal Multimod, and he posted this with the heart face emoji. And as you know, he is a big Sandy Hook truther, like doesn't believe that really happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's sold that this one's happened. I'm not sure if he believes it. Maybe it'd just be another setup. It's another setup by the damn government. They want us all to believe that these school shootings are happening and nothing's happening. They just want the guns. Alex Jones is such a piece of trash. Like, he tweeted it while there was an active shooter. Oh, boy. How come that guy's not getting fired? All the people get fired? That dude gets fired for the 17-year-old crack? And Alex Jones doesn't get fired?
Who does he even work for?
I don't know. That might be why. I think he might work for himself.
Hmm. Well, kind of hard to fire yourself.
That's the move, yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
I honestly don't know much about him except that he trolls people.
Oh, yeah.
And then jokes about the people he's trolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he does work for himself. InfoWars?
Yeah.
I think that's his.
That's his.
Hmm.
By the way, his website looks really bad. It's like aesthetically not pleasing.
Listen, man, I'm not a web designer. All right? I'm here to spit truth. You don't want to hear it, that's fine, but don't make fun of my website.
Yep, he owns InfoWars.
Alex, I vote Alex Jones, bad person.
Yeah, definitely. All right, but you know where there's good people? Lions Poker Palace. And good people to play poker with, good people to hang out with. And tonight...
Absolutely.
The tournament starts at 6:30, so you can get over there in time for it to start. $80 plus a $20 seat fee, and unlimited rebuys for the first five levels.
Unlimited.
20K starting stack. You get 3,000 if you win, and you can buy in all the way up until 7:45. And this place is all class, man. This is an amazing poker room. And the thing is, you'll be earning points tonight, too, because you get a point every time you play in their hold'em tournaments. And after June 10th, they're going to have a free roll for the 30 top point getters are going to get a chance to play for 10 spots in the World Series of Poker main event. You need to get in on that. You can win $3,000 tonight and earn points. Get yourself a chance to go to the World Series of Poker.
That deal sounds too good to be true. You know, sending 10 people to the World Series of Poker, it's such an awesome deal. They've got a ton of televisions. They've got a ton of tables. You're always going to be able to find a spot. I tell people all the time, go by and see this place for yourself. That's the only way to really to know what we're talking about here, because we can tell you how great it is all we want, but you got to see it for yourself. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace. That'll give you all the tournaments and events information. But 6134 Richmond Avenue is the place to see them. Mention that you heard about them here on our show. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Here on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. I have a story for Jong. Jong, you like sushi a lot, right? You're a big sushi guy?
Yeah, I saw this.
I put the story.
Didn't sound happy about
it. No, I put the story on here just for you. Have you ever had surf clam sushi?
No, I haven't.
Also known as hokkaido. So, well, there was a restaurant called Sushiro, which is a conveyor belt sushi location in Japan.
Which, by the way, those things are pretty cool in Japan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it cool when one of your pieces of hokkaido is still wiggling around?
No.
Because that's what happened. What's ironic is this particular chain is known for their inexpensive sushi.
Yeah. That's one thing where I don't skimp. I'm not looking for cheap sushi.
Yeah, leading customers to occasionally complain about the quality of the seafood.
Yeah, that's I'm with AJ. That's if anything, that's the one cuisine that you don't want
to go cheap. You don't want to skimp on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get real sick
and
from bad sushi.
Please. I say this, please.
How many pleases?
A lot. Do not, even if it's tempting and you think like, well, I already paid for it, do not eat sushi at a Chinese buffet.
Oh, I'm with you there.
It's not going to end well. I know you're thinking, man, well, I paid $12 for all I can eat and that includes this sushi? $12 for all the sushi I can eat? There's no scenario where you go home and don't regret that. No scenario.
I can't tell you the last time I did a Chinese buffet. If I want Chinese, I usually go to China Garden and I order a specific thing. So I definitely wouldn't pull sushi off of it.
I used to love the Chinese buffet, and I've almost completely gotten away from it. I can't do it anymore.
I don't even know if I haven't done the buffet probably the last 4 or 5 trips to Vegas even.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the last time I did a buffet.
Although cheap sushi in Japan is much better than, you know, regular sushi in America.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Several people asking about the pepper spray incident. If you're not familiar with it, just Google it. Google pepper spray blitz. It'll show up. It's out there.
That, and we'll probably play it when we have like a best of or something like
that. Yeah, we always bring it back when we do a best of. It's always fun. It's a good 30 minutes of.
Yeah, we haven't played that in quite some time. The last time we played it, we were in the other studio.
That's true. We probably need a best of here at some point.
Oh, well, maybe when you guys go to Vegas for the boxing match or something. Is that in Vegas?
Well, they haven't announced it yet.
No.
Cinco de Mayo fight.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Vegas. I think the holdup is whether or not the Knights are playing. So we shall see. But pretty sure that's where it's going to be. And I'm pretty sure we'll be going.
Yeah.
Which I'm looking very much. I'm ready to get back out there. It's been too long.
Man, one of the U of H players has a man bun. Oh, my. I'm against that.
That's Rob Gray.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Don't you put that on him.
Yeah, they're getting pretty well.
I think it's like 16 to 9.
No, it's 19 to 9.
Okay. Mm. There's the man bun.
Yeah, not great. Yeah, that's not the start that they wanted. It always feels good when your home court has another school's logo at the at center court.
Yeah, that's the thing. And one of the reasons why I think what they've done this year is pretty remarkable is that they've been having to play it on TCU's or TSU's campus while they're waiting for the renovations at the Fertitta Center.
Yeah, and they've been so good at home. I mean, it's worked, but it's just still a weird thing.
Yeah, and these games that draw big crowds, they've been especially good at, and this is one of those that you would expect to be pretty packed, although I see some empty seats there.
So, if you were going to go out and make it to a game, this would be...
This would be the one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I have one other story to share.
Share it, man.
That's you give me grief all the time because I took the wife to Nickelback.
But you would what? I didn't know that.
Yeah. But you know, some guys like to actually do nice things for the
that's employee, true.
And even if they don't really care.
Well, AJ did drive his wife to Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then came back within 12 hours.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's a nice guy move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jong is the nicest guy. He could probably list.
For sure.
He could probably list 100 things.
He's the most thoughtful of us.
Oh yeah. Like you and I maybe have one thing a year we can brag about. Maybe. Jong's got like 5 a week.
Yeah.
Because that's who he is.
But once he gets married, that'll stop.
Well,
he's going to turn into like a lazy husband like we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Duncan Rob, well, I mean, I fly off on a whim to go see mine. I'm still kind of, I'm still not that old married guy thing yet.
That's true.
It's been almost 10 years.
Yeah, but you're going out there to drink beer and eat pizza. That's different.
Don't tell people that. It's supposed to be because I'm going to visit the wife and support her while she's up there for 2 weeks. That's the on the surface thing. All right. Well, Duncan Robb, his heart was in the right place. For a Christmas present, he wanted to get his girlfriend, Amy Alexander, concert tickets to her favorite band, which happens to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I would have told him, don't bother going to see him live because they're not very good live, but that's okay. Only one problem. Duncan got tickets to go see the Red Hot Chili Pipers instead.
Like a cover band?
The Red Hot Chili Pipers are the world's best bagpipe band.
And this is the soothing sounds of the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Not only did he get the wrong tickets, but he bought airline tickets for both of them. They flew to Belfast, Northern Ireland to see the Chili Peppers, or so they thought.
Yeah, they are a cover band.
And
I love it.
Bought the tickets in Ireland because he got a great deal on them at $42. Yeah, well, this is why.
Can you guess this song?
What is that?
Oh, Jesus. You did an eruption awesome. On bagpipes? Can he do that? That'd be awesome. I want him to do all the badass rock intros on bagpipes. If he does eruption, that's the key.
Yeah, that's... He can pull that off.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I like Rob Gray's hair better with a fro than the man bun. I will say that.
Told you it was Rob Gray.
Yeah. I don't like it.
You know what? I think I'd almost rather see this concert than the Chili Peppers again.
Maybe.
That's pretty badass.
Would you rather see Nickel Bagpipes? Or
probably Nickel Bagpipes, yeah.
Nickel Bag?
That's got to exist, right?
Yeah, Nickel it Bagpipes. Should.
Yeah. Oh, I like this too.
Yeah, I've seen Rob a few times with the hair slicked back, but never in this full, like, it's almost like a top knot.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like that, I think, maybe against Tulane, I thought he
was. It's maybe been a couple games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't like it.
Maybe that's, we're just trying to change things up.
Yeah.
That's all.
You know who did a really bad job with that Dylan Osakowski kid at Texas?
Yeah.
He put in cornrows, which is always a risky move for a white dude, and he's played like crap for like the last 3-4 weeks. I think that's why. When you look funny, you play funny. That's the way I look at it. Unless you're just naturally a funny looking dude, and good at sport.
Totally enjoying this. That's pretty badass, I have to say. I love stuff like that, though. Because there was that, was it Steven Seagulls that were like the Finnish hillbilly band that does metal or does rock songs? Like stuff like that.
You love yourself some Me First and the Gimme Gimmes?
Yeah, they cover, but they're a punk band that covers stuff. Yeah. So their stuff is really cool. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Fred Haas Toyota World. I-45, the North Freeway, northbound at Gulf Bank. Crews have cleared an accident. They've also cleared the accident off the Katy Freeway, I-10 westbound at Bingle. Hurry to Fred Haas Toyota World for their President's Day sales event. Everything is priced to sell, number one for a reason. They know price sells cars. Fred Haas Toyota World, open every Sunday. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I can see where this show's going to go now. We're back on The Blitz.
I don't want to hear this anymore.
Oh, man. Have you saw this? I guess it makes sense. TV ad sales in the U.S. fell 7.8% last year. Now, before you feel too bad for TV, that's still $61.8 billion that they took in. But that's the largest drop outside of a recession in the last 20 years.
That's pretty good.
And obviously, also cable networks slumped for the first time in almost a decade, which I think we all know why that's happening. But I wonder, long term, how this is all going to play out with television as people, I'm kind of holding out with DirecTV because I hope at some point they're going to realize that, hey, we have to kind of go to an on-demand thing too, as far as what channels you want.
Agreed.
Because
I wish they would.
And I think if the numbers keep going down, they're going to have to do that at some point. I'm just going to hang around until they do, and then I'll get rid of all those stations that are in foreign languages and BYU Network and all that crap that I don't need. So. We never got around to your future plays you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, I have a couple of them. A couple, way more than I normally do. I have this season placed 9 futures bets.
Wow.
On NCAA hoops. And I think the only reason I've fooled around with it so much is because I'm so far ahead.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I can throw a little here, throw a little there, and, you know, nothing. Nothing's going to break me here. So, and some of these numbers I got, and they were at the time a better number than what I have, what it would be now. Some are in my favor. Kentucky's one where I wish I would have waited till now. You can get Kentucky now at 50-1. My ticket has them at 30-1. I have a 15-1 on Arizona. They're at 14-1 now, so basically about the same.
Yeah.
I have a 15-1 on Purdue, who's 10-1 now. I have a 25-1 on Xavier. They're 18-1 now, but they were 33-1 a week ago. Probably my best, like this could actually happen, but it's a ridiculous number, is on Aggie, who's currently 33-1. I have a ticket on Aggie at 85-1.
Nice.
Which, that would be, I'm not the kind of guy who cheers for Aggie to win a national championship, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. If they were going to do it, this would be a good year for it.
Yeah, you want this to be the year.
I have 50-1 on Rhode Island and St. Mary's that are both still at 50-1.
I like that St. Mary's one. That's a sneaky one.
I like that too. I think it's a good number too. I have a New Mexico State. These last two are total long shots. New Mexico State at 250-1 and UL Lafayette at 1,000-1. So those are my futures. Some, you know, some of them are just kind of shots in the dark. Like if that ULL, okay, it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
But
if it does.
If it does, God, what is it? 1,000 to 1 on $100 is $100,000. You know what we could do with that, Fred? We could buy an island.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm ready to buy an island. If you're dealing with human beings all
day. Right. The favorites, by the way, none of the top four. I don't have any futures on those. Michigan State, Villanova, Virginia, and Duke. 5, 6, 7, and 8 to 1. So I'll need an upset. Gonna need an upset.
Coug has closed to 25-20.
Okay. So. I see you, Coug. Yeah. I see you, baby.
Oh, somebody asked, when playing these poker tournaments at Lions, do you need a lot of money? The $80 tournament, you need $100 because you have a $20 seat fee. If you're going to plan on rebuying a bunch, sure, bring some extra bucks. But if you're just going to, you know, go and play for $80, you can do that. $20 seat fee covers the whole thing.
Maybe the tweet of the day. Does A&M actually have to win the title for you to hit? What if they just claim the title?
Oh, that's a good one, whoever did that.
That is good. That's Tim.
Yeah. Good job, Tim.
Oh boy! Yeah, boy.
So if the banner goes up, you win.
Yeah.
Would that, if UL Lafayette were to win, would that be your biggest score ever?
Without question.
Yeah.
But the odds of, I think 1,000 to 1 is, I mean, that's
fair.
Generous.
Well, do they pretty much have to win their tourney to get in?
Probably. But it's, I think it's almost a lock that they will. I've told you about them. They're a...
I bet on them the one night that they didn't win.
They sucked, yeah. But I think they've only lost 3 games this season. But they have a bunch of high major talent that's transferred out. So I think they're an interesting play. I don't think they're gonna win it, but it sure would be nice.
Yeah, I like that. That's it'll make it fun. That's why I really don't have any of these NHL futures that are exciting me, because all the logical teams are so short. And the 1 year that I did really well with that was the year I had the Kings at 15 to 1 and the Rangers at 18 to 1, and they wound up playing in the finals. And I'm just not seeing prices like that right now, at least on my bookie, which is where I was going to play them. All right, guys, I have to tell you, you're running out of time to see live racing at Gulf Greyhound Park. As a matter of fact, you can head out there tonight. Races started at 6. There's still plenty to go. Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. You can't miss it. If you're on your way to Galveston, it's right there. You've seen it 1,000 times. Well, swing by and catch live Greyhound racing. Racing tonight, they have racing Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday and Monday, they have noon post times. And basically, this is it. We've got 11 more days of it. The last day is February 25th, and they'll have 6 matinee races and 6 twilight races that day with a post time at noon. But Sunday the 25th, your last chance to see live racing. 25 years Gulf Greyhound's been there. Of course, you can go and play simulcasting any day of the year, but if you want to see the live racing, this is your only chance. Give them a call at 409-986-9500 for information. You can watch, wager, and win at Gulf Greyhound Park. They're off to the races live. Time is running out at Gulf Greyhound Park. When all of this collides
with reality.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Terrific website. If you're not on it, you're missing out. All right, let's do a little Hoffman on Hollywood, shall we?
Let's do it. And do you remember the porn star Bell Knox?
I do not.
She became famous because she basically made her sex tape in the Duke Library. She was the library porn girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She put herself through Duke by being a porn star. She's now a student at New York Law School in Tribeca.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good. She's believed to be using another alias at this school, but she's not secret about her past, which was turned into a Lifetime movie released about a year ago, From Straight A's to XXX. A man who met her at dinner at the San Remo Cafe in the Village said she was really loud and wouldn't stop talking about herself. A spokeswoman for the school cited the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act and told me she will neither confirm nor deny whether the person whom you inquired about is enrolled or has been enrolled as a student. But all signs point to pornos putting her through law school, too. That's a pretty pretty strong move there.
If you're a law professor, do you help her with her grades if she...
I think you'd be tempted. I mean, that would be immoral. So, no.
Please.
But if I were an immoral law professor,
yeah,
of course I'd think about it. She's of legal age.
Yeah.
She's a willing participant in sexual acts. We've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd think about it. But I would be an ethical professor, unlike someone on this panel.
I was a pretty ethical professor myself.
Always?
Yeah.
Damn. I wish you had one good story. Like some super hot chick who was like,
No, I always behaved.
Mr. Fowler, I'm going to flunk out of here if you don't help me.
No, never did.
Okay. What's the book we've all been waiting for from George R.R. Martin?
Winds of Winter, yeah.
Okay. And it's taking forever, right?
Yes.
How is this? There's a new book coming out. But it's not the book that everyone was hoping, The Winds of Winter. It's called Fire and Blood. And he's releasing the first half of Fire and Blood, which is a companion book to A Song of Ice and Fire,
Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah, that's the first one, or the last one, I guess. Nobody wants that, right?
Companion? How so? What universe does it take place in? Is it like a prequel? Is it characters?
According to Martin, Fire and Blood will be a compilation of his, quote, fake histories of the Targaryen kings, with the first volume covering the history of Westeros from Aegon's conquest all the way through Aegon III. Most of it will consist of sidebars Martin wrote for the World of Ice and Fire, along with new chapters and expanded notes.
That sounds hideous.
Yeah.
I have no interest in that.
Yeah.
How about finish the damn thing? Actually, I don't know that I'm all that interested in him finishing it at this point, because we're going to see it before the books ever come out, and I'm going to know the story.
According to Martin, The Winds of Winter will come out between the first and second volumes of Fire and Blood, but since he would only confirm a planned 2018 release date for Fire and Blood, that means... You don't even... I mean, the Winds of Winter might come out in 2019.
Yeah, and the show may be over by then.
Right, it'll be done.
It'll be done, yeah. It doesn't matter. He'll still be like... He'll still sell jillions of them.
Finally, this is my favorite story that I found on the internet today. I'm very excited about this. Abby and Brittany Hensel. Familiar with them?
The conjoined twins?
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, I know. I've obsessed about.
Yeah, you're obsessive about them. No question.
Guess what they're doing these days? They got a job.
Really?
They're fifth grade teachers.
Really?
I wish my son was in their class.
That would be so awesome.
It's such an amazing thing to see. But imagine, how do they, does one person do the grading and one does the instructing?
Yeah, what if they disagree on a grade? This is...
Right.
She should get an A. No, she's a C.
Yes.
She's a solid C.
Well, they're math teachers, so that's good, because math isn't one of those things that, you can kind of be iffy on. It's either right or wrong.
Pretty much, yeah.
Fifth grade math, I mean, we're talking about, multiplication and division. Yeah. It's nothing real hard.
Five.
But they are officially elementary school teachers after graduating from college and a year off touring Europe. These girls are, they're in the real world now, which I'm very excited about. Hopefully we get an update, and hopefully knock on wood here, we don't hear about any inappropriate behavior with students. From Abby and Brittany.
No.
I think they are too much. They're ladies, Fred. They would never do that. Yeah. But that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
One more thing. Since Black Panther is opening tonight, they're projected to easily make $180 million over the weekend.
Good for them, man.
Oh.
That's big dough.
It's going to be the best three-day opener since, or no, ever. Not just February, but ever.
Wow.
Over Beauty and the Beast. Because they have the, oh, I'm sorry, best pre-summer open ever.
Okay. That's impressive.
We keep qualifying this.
Yeah. Pre-summer, non-Star Wars.
Yeah. All right. We'll do
it's
going to
make a bunch of dough.
Stay sports, you bitches.